Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Jim Bachman here, and it certainly is nice to be back in the saddle again. I have titled my discussion with you today as Why Me? And before we get into our discussion, I have to do a few of the housekeeping issues that I need to review with you. And just so you're not thinking that we're not diagnosing, we're not treating any type of disease, we're just giving you good quality information that you can draw some conclusions from, hopefully, easy to share information, hopefully, and give you the permission that you need to be able to help yourself and your family be happier, healthier, and live a more prosperous life. So that being said, let's start our discussion. But first, let me not only give you some of the housekeeping information, tell you a little bit about myself. I'm a natural healthcare practitioner. I have been doing this since 1976. So as you can see, I've been around the sun a few times. Talked to a lot of people in those years. I've been very honored to be able to make some suggestions that helps them in their journey or in their life improve their health. So we're going to move forward now with some information that you may not even think you need some help, but let me give you a few statistics. Now, we've been through this since 2020, and you've heard enough statistics. It's being drummed into you all day long about statistics, and science. Well, it's important that you understand statistics, and it's important that we have science in order to make some informed choices. Now, the reason that I'm doing this talk, it's called Give You the Power or Why Me, is the fact that whether you're aware of this or not, that 72% of all hospitalizations in America are the result of diabetes and the complications of diabetes, and in particular, the complication that causes more problems, even if you're not diabetic, is called being overweight. Now, before you tune me out, listen. And we're only going to do this. We're going to share this session for the next 15 minutes. And my goal and my purpose today is to give you some information, common sense information, doesn't cost you a penny. Matter of fact, it might even help save some of your family income and some of your disposable income and help you improve your health. So education, in my opinion, is very, very important. Now, let me ask you the question, do you know how many grams are in 1 pound? Now, why we use grams in everything that you see on the grocery shelves is beyond me, because most people do not understand grams. There are 454 grams in 1 pound, in 16 ounces. So it's a pretty small unit, and that's probably why we use it, but most folks don't understand what it is. And I personally, if you showed me a gram of baking soda laying on a desk, I wouldn't be able to identify it that way either. But a pound or half a pound or 3 ounces, that I can understand. So we're not going to make the talk about that, but I want you to bring forth some more things that will help in your understanding, because I personally feel that when you have education, whether it's formal education or whether it's everyday education or the education of life, which most of us have, because the education of life really starts once you get out of school, then I think it's easier for you to apply that information. And if you can apply that information, then you will have the choice to make whether I eat something I shouldn't or whether I eat something that I should. And if you have a little more understanding, perhaps, then you'll make a different choice. So I personally come from the understanding of 40-some years and a lot of street smarts about the fact that the power that created the body heals the body as long as it has the tools to be able to do that and accomplish that. In the same way, it's very difficult to build a house if you don't have a tool chest to be able to build a house with. And you cannot play football if you don't have a ball or you don't have the game rules. Or it's pretty difficult to actually wash your hands if you have to bring it to an understanding. And nowadays, pretty hard to wash your hands if you have vinyl gloves on or some kinds of latex gloves on. I think you understand now the fact that you have to have the tools to make decisions. And my goal today is to give you those tools. And if you're hearing me, you may be hearing me on Facebook, you may be hearing me on Blog Talk Radio, or some other media, then you have the ability to contact me through Messenger, for example, on Facebook, or some of the other social media platforms. So if you look at the fact that, and we give you some information here, and here's some statistics that helps you to understand a little bit more, the average woman needs about 2,000 calories a day. Now, every label that you see in the U.S. that says so many calories of this and so many calories of that, it's all based on what the ADA has said, that 2,000 calories are the basis that they're providing the amount of calories in that food, the amount of fat in that food, the amount of sugar in that food. So have that understanding. So the average woman needs 2,000 calories per day to maintain her weight. So if you weigh 150 pounds and you want to keep your weight at 150 pounds, then you need 2,000 calories to be able to accomplish that. Now, there are other factors involved with that. You know that, and I know that. It depends on your activity level, that kind of thing, the time of day you eat, and what you're eating. So if you want to lose weight, then the average woman needs to consume about 500 less calories or 1,500 calories per day in order to lose 1 pound a week. Now, keep in mind, this is a figure that kind of blows your mind away. In 1 pound of fat, say you're 1 pound overweight, you had to consume 3,500 extra calories for that to happen. So, give you a little bit more science and mathematics. If you're 10 pounds overweight, your ideal weight, say you should weigh, your ideal weight would be 150 pounds. Say you weigh 160 pounds. You have consumed an extra 35,000 calories for that to happen. Woohoo! That's pretty astronomical. So the average woman needs to consume about 2,000 calories, and if she wants to lose a pound a week, she needs to reduce that 2,000 by 500, or she needs to consume about 1,500 pounds in order to lose 1,500 calories in order to lose 500 calories less per day to lose 1 pound a week. And that seems like maybe a daunting task, but if you really understand why and how that happened, it makes it the journey a bit easier. The average man needs to consume about 2,500 calories in order to maintain his weight, and he needs to consume about 500 pounds less, oh my gosh, 500 calories less per day in order for him to lose 1 pound per week. So in order for every one of us to lose 1 pound a week, we need to reduce our calorie input by about 500 pounds. Oh, my gosh. 500 calories per day. So if you want to lose 1 pound a week, then you need to reduce your calories by 500 a day. The average apple, just to give you an example, the average apple is about 100 calories. Now, I'm not saying reduce apples in your diet. I'm just giving you an example. A Big Mac meal, which is what? A Big Mac, French fries, and a sugary soda, is about 1,100 calories. And if you're doing that on a regular basis, wow, that's where it's coming from. That's where your extra calories are coming from. Now, one tablespoon of sugar is 48 calories, which doesn't sound like a lot. But when you start adding them up and you start adding the white flour up that you're consuming, the white breads, the white pastries, the white buns, all that kind of stuff, then you can see that it adds up pretty easy. So 20 ounces of cola, for example, contains 65 grams of sugar. Now, it may be disguised in high fructose, it may be disguised in some other name, but it is still there. So, how do I, as an individual, how do I identify it? Well, here's a couple secrets. Number one, if you are consuming foods that have white flour and white sugar in, stop it. Stop it for 2 weeks. White flour, white sugar, stop it. You don't need to count calories, just stop eating foods or things that contain white flour and white sugar. That's a secret to losing the weight that you want to and then keeping it off. Let me refresh that again. The average woman needs 2,000 calories a day. If she wants to lose 1 pound a week, she needs to reduce her calories by 500 a day. The average man needs to consume about 2,500 calories a day and reduce his calorie input by 500 or down to 2,000 to lose 1 pound a week. So that seems like a very complicated formula, but it really, really isn't. So the summary is, if you take 500 calories a day, and you don't even have to count 500 calories, if you write down for 3 days everything that you consume on an average day, and you reduce or cross out what contains the most sugar, what contains the most white flour, and then start substituting with fruit, for example, for white sugar, or a whole grain bread rather than white bread. Before long, I think you start to see that you are in total control of what you're eating. Now, always check with your doctor if you have any medical issues, realizing also that if you're lifting weights or you're jogging or you're walking rapidly, then you need to modify that. But the first step is to realize that you have the power, because we have had so much shutdown in these last 2 years almost that folks are just throwing up their hands and are saying, I have no power. I get depressed. When I get depressed, what do? I overeat things I shouldn't. What are the things I shouldn't be eating? White flour, white sugar. So I am handing over the baton to you as an individual, giving you the power and the permission to reduce the white flour, the white sugar in your diet, and having a healthier output. This is Dr. Jim Bachman. Make an amazing day. Until we chat again.